there's not a lot of bands that can say that they've been together for 40 years, but then there's not a lot of bands that can say that nucleus has stayed together for 40 years. It's a small handful. So how does it feel to be a part of this thing for 40 years, and considering what you said, that you guys are crazy and always having a great time?
Well, there was 13 years in the middle where we were broken up, and it was there was hate there. We hated each other, except for JJ and I. We stayed good friends, and we released various product over the years to keep fans interested in the business, interested in us. But the rest of us really didn't speak, and it was 9/11 when we played New York Steel, when Eddie Trunk asked us to headline New York Steel. But we got back together for the first time in all that period. And when JJ called me and asked me to do it, it was kind of bigger than my problems with the band.
Sure.
You know, I said, this is something that I have to put aside my differences for and go do it. And we all did. And we didn't play after that till 2003, when the USO asked us to perform for the military. And again, I put aside my differences, because we played New York Steel. I walked away going, nice seeing you guys. Have a nice life. Don't bother calling me. You know, I left and I didn't want to talk to anybody. But again, you know, when the USO called and said, would you guys please play for the troops and entertain them? And I can't say no. It's bigger than me. So I did it. But to be part of all of this, I have led in the music industry and entertainment. I've led a big, colorful life. And to know that I am in one of the, if not the best, performing live bands ever in the world. We go out and conquer every single show that we play on. There's not one bad review, and there's not one person in the audience that we don't turn into a fanatic.